The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. As usual, join me in welcoming Malam Garba Kofi and also Reverend Haruna Kibira. Right, we go straight to Access Bank PLC. In the course of last week, announced that they were recognized as best commercial bank in Nigeria. Malam, what does the award portend for investors in Access Bank?
Well, to me, it is nothing more than mere justifying what these people intend to achieve.
But when why are they getting international awards?
No.
And Nigerian institutions are not awarding them. Is it that we have a case of a prophet who is not honored?
Well, it's not that the issue. The truth of the matter, this is the bank that where the founders work with their vision. When I take over Access Bank, they said they want to be the top five. Nobody believed them.
I was in the
meeting. Today, they are number one in terms of gross earning, in terms of branch, in terms of size. And they proved beyond reasonable doubt that when banks are looking for the bank to acquire, they say they don't want to acquire. The top two, they say they are not acquiring anybody. Today, they are laggards. Because they have seen it by acquisition, this bank has reached a level that beyond any other bank. The only thing that you can take cue behind them, they are already ahead of the rest. And they have proved beyond reasonable doubt they can acquire. And having acquired, they will try their best to make sure they work the same, smoothly. Today, all the big banks, the Intercontinental, the Diamond, they have acquired, they work smoothly. And they are acquiring outside the country. Recently, they acquired one in South Africa. For the first time, a Nigerian bank, origin from Nigeria, acquiring a bank in South Africa. It was the reverse. But they proved beyond reasonable doubt. So it is left for the rest to either follow the suit or they will be left over.
What would be your recommendation based on these awards to those who are not investors in Access Bank as yet?
The award is a testimony by the international community that if you don't see it, they have seen it all. And to couple everything, the bank proved beyond reasonable doubt. When there was a delay of approval of interim dividend by the CBN, we start blaming CBN. But by the time assets release their result, will increase in the interim dividend. If to prove beyond reasonable doubt, if you do well, CBN is ready to reward you. Because they did not only continue with their 25 kobo interim dividend, they move it to 30 kobo.
We are coming to that.
Malam, let us
come to the analysis of at least two of the earnings report released to the market in the course of last week. I don't know which one to do first. I would have preferred to do Qutis. Let me do Qutis first. Qutis. Is the one-for-one bonus, is this the...
Yeah, I think it's around of the publication days around.
Okay, but now, we saw that their first quarter earnings were, to me, 0.08, like 8 kobo, more or less, from 7 kobo. The turnover, this result is somewhat flat.
To me, it's not even flat. It's even worse. Because by the time you input the bonus,
yes,
the 8 kobo will reduce to 4 kobo.
Uh-huh.
So for Qutis, the party is already over. Irrespective of the bonus, the party is already over. Because if you have an average of 4 kobo earning per share, at the end of the year, you are going to have 16 kobo. So how much will you pay for a stock that is trading now at this?
We are talking about people taking risk. What about those who are taking risk in Qutis?
And they have bought it as
and they have
six
bought
naira,
it,
five naira,
and they now get this kind and of result. Malam, what do you think they should do?
The question is always, what is your aim and objective in getting into any stock? Is it because of the bonus? If it is because of the bonus, hold it. Because if you decided to trade it now, you will not get the bonus. But if you are looking for the price appreciation, this is a stock that is traded less than 2 naira. Where were you when it was traded less than 1 naira, 2 naira? You did not take position until it reached 5 naira. You know, when the party is over, you will be left aside.
But from what I'm seeing here, it's like the price of Qutis might not necessarily fall further, except if something else happens, because I'm seeing it at about the lowest level on the charts. Let's leave equities alone, but it is one of those equities that you should keep tab on, particularly when the price is eventually adjusted for the bonus. I think the equity might become attractive then. How? When the price is adjusted, you still allow the market to hit it hard. It will get to an equilibrium level when the price will begin to come up. At that level, do you think I should buy?
No. Things have changed and people have to go with time. In those days, when they are issuing physical certificate, before you get your bonus and convert it into the system, it takes a lot of time. Today, you get your credit immediately. And what does that mean? If they mark it down today, tomorrow they can credit you. And once they credit you, what else? The quantity will be available for sale, and therefore you find nowhere to go. We have seen it. Axa Mansa declared 441 as a bonus. And now when they credited the people, what happened? The price refused to go up to 1 naira. And this was the stock that's trading above 2 naira. So because of these electronic bonuses, whereby shareholders get credit immediately, the same time, the same day. So you have to be very careful of bonus.
We come to Access Bank, which is about the last segment of this program of today, right? The turnover increased or grew by 13.58%. Profit after tax, 42.44%, bringing the earning per share to 2 naira 45 kobo. At a price of 9 naira 20 kobo as at Friday of last week, the PE ratio is 3.76. The earnings yield, 26.58%. Profit margin, 19.29%. Not that alone. The bank has chosen to declare an interim dividend of 30 kobo. I put the first question to you, Aruna. How would you describe this result?
It's my candidate. It's a candidate for my portfolio. For earnings yield of 26%. Like I told you, for any stock that have 10% and above, it's a candidate for my portfolio. And when you look at the P ratio to 3.76, you should understand what it say. You know,
this is not annualized.
The earnings is the denominator in the equation. So the bigger it is, the smaller the end result, which we are saying. Assuming that the earnings is smaller, we will be seeing more than the 3.76 we are saying. So this means that the earnings is that as big as the prices, which suggests that it's underpriced.
Underpriced. Madam, is it not strange to get this kind of performance in the market?
Well, for me, this is a stock that qualifies for all. If you are a short-term trader, go for Access Bank. If you are a medium-term trader, go for Access Bank. If you are a long-term trader, go for Access Bank. It will not disappoint any.
To now see, not analyzed, 3.76 PE ratio for Q2. If this result is sustained till the fourth quarter, what should be our expectation?
By next year, this time, Access will not be in the group where it is. It will jump to the other group. And all those that play the market, they know where the other group is. So you will find it there. I have no doubt over that. Look, when other banks are coming with the flat performance, marginal increase, this one is giving you double-digit increase in turnover, in profit before tax.
Where is this profit coming from?
Because they keep on acquiring. You know they are very aggressive. So when they acquire those moribund banks or the banks that are more or less, they will turn them around by pursuing every debtor to pay for the money. And therefore, they make huge recovery. We know what happened to the assets. What turned Jafol is Access Bank. Diamond Bank has low debt. It's one of their bad debtors. When the Access Bank take it, turned around the things. It changed Jafol. It changed the books. And therefore, they have that capacity. And I'm telling you, many banks will learn from assets. If you want to know the extent they have gone, 3 years back, ask 10 people to give you a bank account. You will can count one or two assets. Today, ask 10 people to give you bank account. You will see half of the bank account are from assets. So that tells you the extent they have gone, and it serves lesson to the rest.
But let me tell you sincerely, if you look at how well Access has done in price this year, recording just 8.9% year to date, the market really has not compensated.
I think it traded that is at the market naira for long.
Market has their own way of rewarding the investors.
What is the own way?
You are here saying that in 1 month a stock gained 154%.
Uh-huh.
Who told you that in the month of September, assets cannot do the same? Any stock can change. There is a time. And once the time, the market will not listen to anybody. It will go where it is going.
These characteristics and features were there before these results were released. But I think the problem the market has is that they are not seeing it well.
No, they were waiting for a confirmation like this. They released quarter one, they saw the direction and okay, let us see how well they can do.
Look,
by the time they released quarter two, they confirm it.
Let me tell you, the market is market. Many years we are trading buy to pump and let them for Naira. Today buy to pump is 15 Naira. Who moved the buy to pump from 4 Naira to 15 Naira? Is it not the market? The market is the market. Give the market time. By the time you reward you, start saying that it gained this percent, it gained this percent, is it still the right time to buy? The market is going to do what it's going to do. Whether you case with the market or not, I assure you, the market rewards those who do well.
Madam, we should be rounding off now. What do you have to say about Access Bank? I want you to be specific now. If you want, if you are saying, is the price cheap now? Is
yes,
it the appropriate price?
It's the appropriate price. And I advise short-term traders buy Access Bank. Medium-term traders buy Access Bank. Long-term traders buy Access Bank.
But Access is not given to frivolous price duration.
It doesn't matter. It's a matter of time.
Access is not given to frivolous market duration. Aruna.
You know, I think like you said,
it moves rather steadily.
It's the market. I said, from P ratio and the NEC just proved that at 9.20 Kobo is just too cheap. So I think in the next 1 or 2 weeks where we are going to be seeing Access is over 10 Naira.
But what was the performance when this result hit the market? What was the immediate reaction or response?
It went to 9.25. You know, like the market is, a number of people that would have taken the position at 7 Naira. You know, a little while people want to take their profit. So I think that is even why it's still at this price. But I believe you, maybe by the time we come back here next week, this price will be trading over 10.
Malam, what do you have to say about FBNH as we round off, still looking at some of the equities we could consider in the month of September? I could see it at around 7 Naira 50 Kobo. Has it the capacity to
you
still
see,
move?
When you are dealing with a stock that go by volumes and the price is to go down, you know it's all. The markets know what it's doing. In terms of volume, this is the stock that is being traded daily. And the market is moving it. And the truth of the matter that if all seem being equal and they make recovery in the oil sector, First Bank will not be in this group.
All right, so what other equities, Aruna, do you think I should consider in the month of September?
What I will be looking at is that the price at which they are trading, as far as I'm concerned, they are trading below where they are supposed to be. One, first of all, talk is JITCO. Then the secondly is
Zero. No. JITCO, yes. But why?
At 28 Naira. I believe JITCO is. You know, it was try as much as
do you agree with it?
Well, I do not see much, but I wait to see, because by the time I see the hub result, that will start telling me the impact of JITCO or otherwise. So I need to see the result before I decide otherwise. But I can tell you that the other stocks that have come with their hub year result and do very well, and the sky will be their limit. Fixing is one of the stocks
fixing
that have their earnings. Very good.
Fixing. Why is it that you guys in the market are not compensating Fixing?
Look, let me tell you, that is the market for you. Nobody argues this market. And only a mediocre argue with the market. The market will do what it's going to do. By the time the market started rewarding you, you start pursuing the shadow.
All right, that is about how far we can go today. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomiho Babalidho. God bless you. Enjoy your week.